welcome. Great to have you taking some time out of your day to be with us on your show, Take Two with Jerry and Debbie, and you on EWTN Radio. I am Jerry Usher, along with Debbie Giorgiani. We have the show team in place, Matt, Michael, and Rich. And the one we're looking forward to hearing from is you with today's topic, Debbie, which I know is going to generate a lot of, I think, fun and interesting conversation.
Oh, it's a walk down memory lane for sure. And we're asking the question today, do you remember the first time you met your future spouse? Do you remember that first initial encounter with that potential future spouse? And then they became your spouse, right? And you go back to the first time you met and you tell the stories and everybody giggles and it's really beautiful. And well, that's what we want to do today. We want you to weigh in on this and share it. But now you have to give us the Reader's Digest version, okay, which is the shortened version, the condensed version. And we do want to know if you remember the first time you met your future spouse. And then if you could tell us some of the details. Here's the number, Jerry. 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. And Jerry, I love sharing the number with the letters EWTN. It's so easy to remember. And I've encouraged all of our Take Two family to put that on the refrigerator. They should put 833-288-EWTN. They'll always remember it and they'll know where to find us.
Amen. Good way to remember the number, and we would love to hear from you right now. Phone lines are always wide open at the start of the show, and we can't promise that'll be the case in just about 3 or 4 minutes, maybe 5 minutes from now. They could all fill up. We want you to be able to get in, though, so call now, 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. Share with us a little bit about the first time you ever saw a person you ended up marrying. Could have been a glance across a room at maybe like your work Christmas party. It could have been anywhere. Maybe it was someone, a friend of yours pointed somebody out to you and said, that would make a perfect, wife for you, a perfect husband. And maybe you thought, ooh, no way. And then maybe somebody, sort of won your heart over. What was the story behind you first meeting the man or the woman that became your spouse? 833-288-3986.
I think this is going to be a really fun and lightning show, and it's really going to be something that we can learn and grow from, because going back down memory lane and thinking about when we first met our spouses, I think is a beautiful exercise to do. And so please do it with us by calling 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. The phone lines are just starting to light up. That's great. Matt Kabinski's on the phones. We have our wonderful producer, Michael McCall, at the controls. And we have Rich on social media. Jerry, we're raving to all the chats going, and they can drop their stories in the chat. So you have to be really good about putting the brief story in there, and that would be wonderful. Or you can text us, Jerry. You text the letters EWTN to 58177. You wait for our response. Then you text us your first name and your story about how you met your future spouse. And just know that message and data rates may apply.
All right. As we kind of predicted, we can predict these kinds of things because we've been doing the show almost 10 years. Lines are getting busy here, but we're going to work our way through a lot of calls, as many as we can today. And you will, as always, make an impact. And we do a lot of shows, Debbie, where we give people a chance to tell the world about somebody special in their lives. When it's Mother's Day, Father's Day, Grandparents' Day, we let people give shout-outs for priests and religious and their kids. Well, today it's kind of an opportunity for you to tell the world about how you fell in love with somebody, and as Debbie said, kind of a walk down memory lane here. Maybe it'll even bring a tear or two to your eyes. Who knows?
Yeah, but yeah, or a laugh.
Yeah, or a laugh. Yeah. 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986.
Okay, ask me. Come on.
Okay, Debbie, when was the first time you saw Marty, and where did you meet him first?
My neighbor up in Prescott, Arizona. Now, if you're outside of Prescott, Arizona, you would say Prescott, but the locals say Prescott. So my neighbor up in Prescott, Arizona, introduced me to Marty. She's in real estate. Marty's in real estate. She met Marty one time, Jerry, one time, and she thought he would be great for me. And so I went, and she said he was at a coffee shop on a Sunday morning getting his traditional coffee that he likes to get in the morning. And he was in downtown historic Prescott, Arizona. And my friend and I drove up. We went into the coffee shop and I met Marty, and the rest is history.
Wow. Beautiful. Mm-hmm. Well, she was right. He was the right one for you.
Yeah, but we laugh about it now because I say to her all the time, her name is Candace, and she may be listening, and I say it to her all the time. I go, Candace, I don't understand something. He could have been a serial killer. You only met him one time. Why would you introduce him to me? She goes, I thought he was nice, and you two would make a good couple.
Well, that's beautiful.
So we laugh about it, but it's really wonderful. And Yeah. And it was an initial attraction for both of us. I mean, it wasn't like, you know, an overwhelming, like all the sky opened up and we were like, oh, we met
confetti
each other.
And stuff.
Yeah. But it was a really, you know, we knew we fit. We felt like we knew each other forever.
Wow. That's a beautiful. Yeah. You may have told that before, but I didn't remember it. So I'm glad you did.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. I'll happily tell you anytime you ask me. Jerry, are you looking at the phone lines? They're almost completely full.
I am, yeah. We've got a lot of people who want to share today. Again, we're going to get to your calls in just a couple of minutes. So if you're on the line, hang in there. We'll just ask you to be patient for another moment or two as we get those last lines screened. Matt Gubensky doing his usual great job of screening the calls. And again, our topic today on your show, Take Two with Jerry and Debbie and you, is tell us about the first time that you met or maybe just even saw your spouse. As I said earlier, maybe it was from across the room somewhere. Maybe it was an introduction like Debbie had. That happens a lot.
Yeah.
And
matchmaking.
So, matchmaking. Yeah. Your friends, they care for you, Debbie. If our friends care for us and they want to try and see us happy. And so they do things like your friend Candace did. And look at how it ended up. A beautiful, beautiful marriage.
And one thing I will say, she did say to me when we joke about it, because I said, you didn't even know him. Why would you introduce him to me? But here's what she did say. She said, I could feel the Holy Spirit telling me to tell you about him.
Wow.
Yeah, she did say that.
That says something right there.
So that's very interesting. So she was prompted by the Spirit, and she took a chance on a person she only met one time.
Well, anyway. You know, sometimes it only takes once, you know.
That's true.
Good, very good. All right. Anne in Michigan, hang on. You're going to be first. We have David driving through Connecticut and other lines being screened right now as well. Tell us about the first time you met or saw your spouse, your future spouse. 833-288-EWTN. 833-288-3986. Please stay with us. We love spending this time of weekdays with you on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie on EWTN Radio. We're going to get right to your calls about the first time that you met or saw your future spouse. Real quickly, just want to tell you, this is important because EWTN is everywhere, and that's important because the Catholic message, the truth about especially things like regarding pro-life issues, so important that we have that voice out there over the airwaves. And EWTN's Pro-Life Pulse is your weekly recap of the top pro-life headlines moving our nation and world. The mainstream media may have missed, or I might add, misrepresent on occasion. So you can visit EWTNnews.com/pro-life and sign up today and stay connected.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Okay, we're going to go to the phones. If you want to tell the story of what your memory is of the first time you met your future spouse, this is the show to do it, and this is the time to do it. Don't wait till the end of the show. We're going to leave you hanging on the line because this hour goes very quickly. 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. And you don't have to be Catholic to call in because you're part of the family if you're listening to Take Two. So let's go first to Anne in Michigan, listening on Ave Maria Radio. Hi, Anne. You are first up here, and you're going to tell us the story.
Hi. Well, actually, I would like to share a story about my son-in-law and my daughter, how they met. It's just a test, like you're saying about the Holy Spirit. My son-in-law had been in a bad relationship, we'll say, for like 7 years. So he was living just kind of single kind of guy, kind of having his eye out, but he was really nervous about dating anybody else. So he was in the elevator with a friend of his who was a nurse. He worked in the ER with my daughter. They were I'll just say in the ER, basically. But they didn't cross paths very often. And he circulate throughout the hospital. As a nurse, she was always in the ER. Mm-hmm. So there was a nice nurse who was always trying to help him, like, and she said, this girl is really cute, and we got to go check it out. So when he was on the elevator, he saw her scapular sticking out. And she's really cute. She's not like a little old lady wearing the scapular. A lot of people are Sacramento, I want to point out, that are not just old and waiting to die. Young, vibrant people. So he saw that scapular, and he was very excited. So the nurse came to tell him, guess what? We live in Michigan, so there's a big snowstorm coming. The staff was required to stay overnight. So she said, you should volunteer. She has to stay overnight. So the staff had all kinds of pillows and food. It was like a mini party. They were expecting a big emergency because of the snow, but everyone stayed home. So the hospital wasn't very busy, so they had like a party going on. Food, pillows, playing cards, different rooms, circulating about, having a good old time. So he made it a point to stay there overnight, and the nurse said, he's over there in that room playing cards. So he's not a card player, but he sat down, started playing cards. They hit it off, and that was a Thursday. Sunday, she brought him to my home for a Super Bowl party, and we don't met like a few of her boyfriends. She didn't just bring anybody home, but they clicked. And that Sunday, my mother saw them together and said, those two are going to end up married.
There you go.
The scapular did it.
The scapular did it.
And
our lady,
he said, she's a good girl.
Our lady did it. Yeah. Wow. Jerry, what do you think? I love that story.
Absolutely. You know, listening and to all of these details, you know, as they come together, you know, it's so of God, you know, I mean, not just the scapular, that was part of it. That shows what was in her heart, you know, as far as being a woman of faith. But then with all these other pieces falling into place with the storm and this having to stay and being, you know, at the hospital there and all of that, this is just, it sounds like a match that was totally made in heaven. And I'm sure that it's turned out to be that.
You know, that tells me, though, Anne, how what we wear, how we present ourselves, it does give an indication to somebody in a deep way. So that's really powerful. I think that's just a great reminder that when we do put on these sacramentals, like the crucifixes and you know, if we have a miraculous medal or something of that nature, it's very important that we know that people are watching. That helped me a lot, Anne. And what a great story.
They actually celebrate every 5 years. She puts her wedding dress on again. They go back to the Mackinac Island where they were married and celebrate every 5 years. She puts the same dress on. It's kind of cute.
Oh, I love that. I love that. I put them in the prayer book. If you want to give us their first names, you're welcome to. We pray for all the living and the deceased, but we put couples especially in a category. So if you want to, you're welcome to, or God knows who your children are.
Sure, I don't think they would mind because they are faithful Catholics and they go to Mass and all that type of thing. Dominique and Kevin.
Dominique. Oh, I love the name Dominique. Beautiful name. Dominique and Kevin. Okay, they're in our couple section of the prayer book.
Thank you so much. God bless you both.
Thanks, Anne. God bless you. All right, over to David, who is driving through Connecticut, listening today on Veritas Catholic Radio. Hi, David. Thanks for your patience. Welcome.
Hi. How are y'all?
Doing all right. Be safe out there driving and go right ahead. You're on the air.
Yes, I'm driving in the middle of a thunderstorm. The way I met my wife was I was very young. I was and I was out going around to dance clubs, trying to meet girls, and it got really late. It was a lot of foreclosing. And the last one I went into, I walked in and there was only a few people there. And my future wife was dancing on the dance floor with some guy. And I was absolutely awestruck when I saw her. I just thought, wow, this girl is absolutely beautiful. And I just stood there and kept watching her dance with this guy. I figured it was her boyfriend. And she started looking over at me, and she kind of smiled. And I was like, I looked around behind me. It's like, is there somebody behind me she's smiling at, or what's going on here? And she was smiling at me. And when she finished dancing with the guy, she walked right up to me. She goes, very innocently, she was very young. She'd never been to a club before in her life, and that was her first time ever. And she was with a couple of girlfriends. She wasn't with the guy she was dancing with, but I assumed that she was. She says, "Hi, do you come here often?" And I was just kind of shocked. I was like, "Wonder if she knows that's like the most common pickup line in a bar." You know? And, but not know that. She was like, sincerely asking me, do you come here often? Mm-hmm. And I was like, no, I've never been here. It's my first time ever here. Mm-hmm. She said, yeah, mine too. I said, well, I don't know who you're with, but I said, maybe if you come back tomorrow night, I'll look for you. And we can visit, you know, and get to know each other. And she says, okay, that'd be great. I'll see you later. She turned and walked away. You got to think, this is in Dallas, Texas, where about 1.5 million people there living there at that time.
Right.
And I left there, and I thought, I know the odds are slim, but if there's any chance that that woman is coming back in here, girl, I should say, I'm going to be there. Mm-hmm. And I hardly could sleep all night. And the next day, I was the person that went in, first person that went in behind the guy that unlocked the door at like 7 p.m. And I told myself, I'm going to be there from open to close. Just, if there's any possibility, she shows up. And about 9:30 or 10, I looked out, and she was on the dance floor dancing again. She loved to dance. When I saw her, I was just stunned. I was like, oh my gosh, I can't even believe she's here, you know? And I walked over to the dance floor and kind of waved at her, and she waved and leaned up to the guy she was dancing with and said, I got to go. Oh, and she walked over and said, I cannot believe that you are here. And I said, I'm even way more shocked that you're here. you know, I never thought in a million years she would come back. And you know, I don't know how much more time I have, but it's a way bigger story than that. We got married, a very godly lady, a really good girl, and even though we were both at a bar dancing, we were not, you know, we were just dancing. So anyway,
sure.
I had actually met her a month before that and did not know it, but she did. She recognized me.
Oh, boy.
And
she said, you don't remember that I met you? So this will really tell you something. She was a senior in high school. And I was 6 years older than her. I graduated from college, and her high school was having college night. And I went there to represent my school. And a couple of her girlfriends, they saw me, and she was telling them, I think he's really cute. And they said, well, we dare you to go over there and talk to him, act like you're interested in his college. And she said, I came up to your town. I talked to you for like 10 minutes. You don't remember me? And I was like, I'm sorry. I talked to a bunch of people. And she goes, well, I knew that was you last night. And I went to Oral Roberts University. So when I met her the first night at that place, she says to me, after about 5 minutes of talking, I got to ask you a question. I said, what's that? She goes, did you go to Oral Roberts University? I was like freaked out because Oral Roberts is extremely conservative. You're not even supposed to go to a dance club. So I was like, are you like a spy from ORU or something?
Come on.
She's like, no, you came to my high school. And then she told me that whole story. To me, that was like pretty amazing that we like met each other twice like that.
Yeah.
And I was like, anyway, I fell madly in love with that girl. And fortunately, she felt the same about me. We were like two peas in a pod. We were always best friends. Unfortunately, she was pregnant with our fifth child, and she was only 28, and she got breast cancer, and she passed away when she was 31. She's with the Lord, so I mean, that's the way I, you know, I'm happy for her that she's with the Lord.
Yeah.
I raised the 5 kids by myself, and they're all, I have wonderful kids, so anyway. I'll leave it at that.
David, do you feel comfortable giving us her first name?
Well, yes, I will. I'll tell it to you the way she always told people. It's like saying Rake, R-A-K-E, and Young, except the R is a H, because she was Korean. Mm-hmm. Her name was Hake Young. Mm. She had a Catholic name, and guess what it was?
Tell us.
Mary, of course.
Mary, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we're so sorry for your loss. But like you said, you have 5 beautiful children. And so she's, you know, I mean, clearly, I'm sure the kids, you share these stories with the children, and so they can appreciate their mother. I mean, oh, my goodness, David, we're so sorry. We were kind of hoping, you know, maybe she would have been in the car with you, or maybe she would have said hello or something like that. But to know that she's with the Lord.
You and I both.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
I'll tell you one last thing that'll kind of give you, so, you know, my son recently got married. This is another whole story, but he had bone cancer when he was 15, nearly died. He survived. He's 35 now. He got married last September, and at his wedding, when he was giving his speech, he looked over at me and said, I want to thank you, Dad, for teaching me to understand and know that your wife is precious. And
wow.
So I was surprised that he said it anyway. Ooh. Just that by your example, you've taught me to you know, treat my wife as somebody who's a rare and precious gem. And
beautiful.
So that was pretty cool. And let me tell you this. Keep saying that his wife, he was never supposed to be able to have children because he had a lot of chemo and radiation. She's pregnant right now with twins.
Oh, praise
God.
Wow.
Oh,
isn't that amazing?
Yes, yes. We put your whole family in the book, David.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, amidst the tragedy and the sadness of the loss, a lot to be happy and joyful about, David. And we rejoice in you and the blessings that God has bestowed on you and your family. And what a great gift that was for your son to say that to you. That had to just sink very deeply into your heart and make you think so much more of your beautiful, lovely bride who's with the Lord now, as you said. So, David, thank you. Be safe there driving through that rainstorm in Connecticut. You go with our prayers for safe travels there for you and everybody who's out on the road today. So thank you, David. 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. Tell us about the first time you met or saw your future spouse. We're going to go to Noemi in Texas, who is watching on YouTube. So we'll wave there to you, Noemi, and all of those watching on YouTube today. Hi, go right ahead.
Hi. I'm sorry. Let me take you off. Hi, Debbie. I'm one of the Morning Joy listeners with my Stephen.
Yes, I know. Yes, I know, Noemi. Thank you so much. Go right ahead.
So when I met my husband, I really didn't care much about being in a relationship because I had recently gotten divorced. But I had prayed before that, and I wanted, you know, a Catholic husband this time that was into his faith. And so when I met my husband, he wasn't Catholic. So I was like, no, I don't really care much for you. It's not going to be serious. So I was just kind of, you know, at the time, I wasn't really into my faith. So it was very, I forget the word. He was taking my son to his first communion classes and to confession, doing all that, getting prepared. And looking back on it, I would see how much joyous he was in his, you know, in his faith. Even though he had told me he was never, he's like, oh, when we first met, oh, don't you think that I'm going to convert just because you're going to church? And I was like, okay, because in my mind, I was like, well, I'm not going to marry you anyway. So it doesn't matter to me regardless. Finally he told me, he's like, you know what, I want to convert. And I was really hesitant because I thought, oh, well, maybe he's going to convert for me. Well, because we were living, you know, sinfully, we weren't able to, he wasn't able to convert until we got married. And I just did not want to get married. I was like, no, I'm not doing this just because you want to convert. No, you don't, you know, you don't love me. This isn't love. Like, I'm not doing this. And we ended up breaking up. So when we broke up, within those 3 months, he didn't even tell me, but he went out and got his sacraments during the Easter Vigil in 2021.
Wow.
So when I realized that he went out of his way, even though we weren't together, I was like, okay, well, like, if this hasn't shown me that, you know, this is for himself and for him to be closer to God, then who am I now, you know, to say, okay, well, like,
Noemi, hold that thought just for a second there. You hear the music. We've got to get a short break, but this is going in a beautiful direction. I can't wait to hear more about it. Hang on, Noemi and the others. We're going to be right back here on Take Two. We're having a wonderful conversation. conversation. Hope that you were enjoying it, and we hope that you will be able to participate in it. We're asking you today, tell us briefly about when you first met or saw your spouse. We're talking with Noemi in Texas. Noemi, sorry about the interruption there, but I was especially moved. I was sharing with Debbie and our producer Michael off the air. My father actually surprised my mom by going through our CIA and becoming Catholic as well. So you were telling us about how your future husband, you decided to break up. You'd spent some time separated, about a three-month period, and you found out that he had actually gone ahead and gotten his sacraments anyway. So pick up from there and tell us how this came about, what happened.
Debbie, you might get a little bit chills from this, but he got a Saint Father Beal, because that's his confirmation saint when he converted, and he got the little, I forgot what it's called, but he might be able to tell you more on it. It was a statue, and he's behind the confessional, and Jesus is the one doing the confession. Well, once we started beginning the process, because when I first got there to do start our marriage, our marriage classes, I still didn't want to get married, and of course, we all know, you know, the devil had a lot to play on that part, because we were doing things now correctly after he had converted and taking our marriage, and that the statue fell and broke. The cross, the top of it broke. As we got more into our faith, as more we got into our marriage preparation classes, and we have a portrait of Mother Mary, and that one flew, like you would see in a movie, you know, just like flying. And so I looked at my husband, I'm like, obviously the devil doesn't want us to get married, and we're not going to listen to him. And we got married back in October 2022 on St. Pope John Paul II's feast day.
Nice.
So, I mean, that's pretty much it. You know,
that's awesome.
Because of his conversion, I always wanted that deep faith Catholic spouse in my life to bring me it closer into the church. And his fire ultimately put a fire in me. And we've grown in our faith. It all started because, you know, the divorce, and I would go to church every day and pray, you know, to God. And then I kind of quit on it. And I was like, you know what? Like, obviously he's not listening to me.
Well, he was.
It was my husband.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Well, and that's so beautiful, Noemi. I'm so glad you shared it with us, because I just think it's so special especially being it's so new, right? It's just, you know, recently happened. And so your marriage is unfolding as we speak. And I just love that. Now, I brought the prayer book out for couples. If I put you already down, you and your husband, but do you want to give us his first name?
Stephen.
PH. Okay, gotcha. Well, and I love that you took the time to share, because I get to see you pretty much every morning on the chats for the Morning Joy show, and I just love to know that about you. So congratulations to you and Stephen. And I think it's pretty special that Stephen took it. You know, he had the initiative to do that. That shows that he cares deeply. So wow, the sky's the limit for you guys. This is awesome, and blessings to you and Stephen. Thank you. Wow. I love stories like this.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Thanks, Noemi.
Yeah. These are great stories. You know, what's beautiful about it, like when you said, when your dad, you know, to just say, okay, I'm going to do this. I'm going to, you know, to enroll in classes because you really want to prove that you want to grow in faith. You want to be more spiritual. You want that person to understand that you're taking God seriously. That says a lot about the character of a person.
Sure does. It sure does. We're going to hear more of your stories about how you met your future spouse, first time you saw or met that individual. Liz is holding patiently in Deer Park, Texas, and she is listening on Guadalupe Radio Network today. Hi, Liz. Welcome.
Hi. So, my message is, when you listen to the Holy Spirit, it just creates miraculous things.
Mm-hmm.
I used to go down and do things with my best friend, which is young adults group from Denver to Colorado. And I met them to go out dancing because there was actually dance places in the 80s. And we, I looked at him across the table, and all of a sudden through my mind went, you will get to know him very well. And I was like, huh? What? Where would that come from? And so just a little bit after that, he asked me to dance. And we were both kind of doing our own things at the time. I was dating somebody else. But about 3.5 months later, we started going on our first date. And here we are, 37 years marriage yesterday.
Oh, wow.
And just very strong in our love and our Catholic faith. Mm-hmm. We do a lot of service together.
Oh, congratulations.
Yes.
Thank you. I didn't tell him about that, of course, for a long time. Because I was like, I'm going to scare him off.
I brought the book out for couples. Can you give us his first name so I can put you in for happy anniversary blessings?
Of course.
Mm-hmm.
Paul.
Paul. Oh, I love it. Congratulations. Yeah. Wow. Yeah,
thank
you know,
you.
Liz, the Holy Spirit is always moving. The Holy Spirit, you're right. I mean, miraculous things happen when we really lean into the Holy Spirit, a forgotten person of the Trinity, oftentimes.
Amen.
Yep, I agree.
Yeah, because we were both drawn in our, I was actually Episcopalian then. I was brought up, my grandfather was the bishop, my father was a priest. He died when I was young, but I always knew once I started dating him that I would become Catholic because I didn't like the forwardness the Episcopal Church was moving into.
Mm.
But
wow.
It was funny because I'm like, it's like God, my dad picked you out from heaven.
Mm-hmm.
It really was. He has mannerisms my dad had.
Oh, really? Well, it's so beautiful, Liz, that you're including the Holy Spirit in this, as Debbie said, the forgotten person in the Trinity. And, you know, God creates us all for a specific purpose. And if we want to, we can believe that, you know, God has someone specific that he creates for us as well.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the Holy Spirit is going to be probably throughout our whole lives trying to form us and shape us and mold us, our hearts to be ready for that person that God has chosen and created just for us. And in your case, you know, the Holy Spirit put that on your heart, like you said, and you were sensitive to that, and that's the important thing. That's that'd be a great lesson for all of us, the Take-Two family, myself, for you, and all of us. Just when we get those promptings of the Holy Spirit, which you talk about all the time,
mm-hmm.
we need to pay attention to those, especially for big things like Liz.
Absolutely, yeah. This is life-changing things. Happy anniversary again, yeah. Liz, to you and Paul. God bless you both, and many, many blessings. Okay, Jerry, Dawn Marie is waiting next, but Dawn Marie, don't go anywhere. Because I just want to do this shout out and congratulations. It's going out to two longtime EWTN radio partners. Holy Family Radio in Louisville is celebrating 26 years with EWTN, and Immaculate Heart Radio in Hopkinsville, Kentucky marks 22 years with us. So congratulations to Vince Heiser in Louisville and Jim Monroe in Hopkinsville from your friends here at EWTN.
All right, as Debbie promised, Dawn Marie is next in Bismarck, North Dakota, listening on Real Presence Radio. Hi, Dawn Marie.
Hello.
Welcome. We're so glad you've joined us. Go right ahead.
Well, how I met my husband was really a unique way. I had a roommate that I and her got an apartment together, and she worked at a candle shop. Well, she was so excited about me meeting somebody, and I wasn't even interested in anybody at all, and I had my job. So one day she says, I want you to come to the candle shop. I want you to meet this person. I thought, what in the world is she up to now? So I went down, and I came in. And she came over to me, and she says, you're not going to believe it, but he's got the most beautiful blue eyes. And I didn't know what she meant by that. So she said, I'm going to introduce you. So she brought me over to the counter, and he was standing there along with this other guy, which was his best friend. Mm-hmm. And I was standing there, and she introduced me, and I said, glad to meet you. And he said, same here. And so we introduced ourselves, and I was like, okay, now what do we do?
buy a candle?
Light a candle.
Yeah, right. So we were standing there, and he walked over to the side, and he said, I don't know her very well, but she's so intrigued about going to a musical. And he said, I'm really not interested in going, but would you like to meet later and have, you know, something cold to drink? There is a place right here. And I said, well, I kind of felt really funny and obligated because she had introduced me to him, and I'm thinking, now what do I do, you know? And so I said, well, okay, we can do that. And being I'm friends with both of them, I didn't know anything could transpire. So I said, okay. So then I went ahead and we met, and he said, would you mind? He says, I would like to take you out dancing. Well, good grief. That is one of my favorite things I love to do.
Oh, my.
So I agreed, and I had later gone home, got ready. But first of all, I had to make this clear with my roommate. So I explained to her, and she said, I think you should go. I said, what? She said, yes, I think he wants to go out with you. I said, are you serious? I said, you introduced me to him. I was not going to be involved with this situation at all. No, I want you to go with him. I thought, oh, my goodness, Lord, what is going on here now? So we met, and we went out dancing, and he dropped me off at my apartment, and I went ahead and shared with my roommate. You know, we went out dancing, and I had a great time and visited him. Well, he had been back from 2 weeks from getting back from Vietnam, mm-hmm. not knowing this man was a soldier that fought for our country in one of our worst wars, and knowing my father was in World War II and the Korean War. Well, not to know anything about his background, his father was also a soldier in the same wars as my father was. Boy. Well, the Lord brought us together, and it was really exciting to be with this man. The funniest thing is that when I took him home, I told him, I want to let you meet my mom and dad, but I want to tell you something. My father loves steak. I said, so we have to buy some steaks, and we're going to go, and we're going to meet my parents. So I did. We went, and of all places, we went to Butcher Block, which is one of the best places to buy steak. and that's where my dad always bought his steak.
Wow.
Dawn Marie, I'm just going to jump in here because we got a few other folks waiting, but this is absolutely amazing, you know. It shows again, you know, how persistence, you know, he was persistent with you and you didn't have necessarily share the interest in him, but then you learned about the military service and all of that, and praise God, congratulations to him, and thanks to all. Debbie and I love our military and, you know, the first responders and those who do so much, you know, to make us free and to make us safe and all of that, and I presume that this ended up being a very beautiful marriage, Debbie, it sounds like.
And what do you want to bet that every time Dawn Marie sees a candle or she sees a candle lit, she thinks of the story, because that's what usually happens. You have the symbols around. Dawn Marie, we put you in the prayer book as well. Thank you so much for that lovely story. You are an amazing soul, and I just love your heart in it. We actually had a bunch of messages from our Take-Two family saying they really enjoyed your story. Andrea is up next in San Antonio, Texas, and is on Alexa. Andrea, you've been waiting so patiently. You go right ahead.
Hi, Andrea.
Oh, so how I met my spouse, we actually met on Skype. I was actually dating a friend of his at the time, and he was playing online video games, and they had this, this like messaging program where they could hear each other and see each other, and he was just doing all kinds of celebrity impressions and, you know, Arnold and, you know, and so I was laughing the whole time. And he looked me up on Facebook. He added me as a friend, and we were friends for 6 years.
Wow.
On and off, you know, he would message me, happy birthday, hey, Merry Christmas, happy Thanksgiving, you know, and to this day, like, I even see memories that come up on Facebook, like, hey, you shared this with Joshua, or Joshua shared this with you 6 years ago. And so, you know, we were just on and off friends for 6 years. Well, I was in this long-term relationship that didn't work out. I had a child with my former, and, you know, I told him this, you know, he knew this, you know, he knew I had a daughter. And he had started dating this girl, and I thought, oh, my gosh, he's going to marry her. Like, I'm so excited. Like, all of my guy friends I was really close to, and I would tell them, like, oh, you're going to marry her. And sure enough, there's a wedding photo. And, you know, he had posted another picture one night, and I said, hey, what's going on? How are you? How's your lady? And he goes, oh, well, we broke up. And I was like, oh, my God, tell me everything. And so it just kind of went from there, and then we started talking, and like after a couple of weeks, he asked me permission. He was like, can I call you sometime? And I was like, sure, that's fine. And so we kind of started corresponding. I found out he was an over-the-road truck driver. He said, he was like, well, I'd like to come down and see you. He's originally from Arkansas, but he's like, well, I'd like to come down and see you because I live in San Antonio. I live in Texas. And so he came down to see me. We went out to dinner, and we hit it off. Mm-hmm. And you know, I had a really great time with him, and I had just, like, this is crazy, but my ex had just moved, like, we were cohabitating. He had just moved out of my house. And it was like, this was like an awkward situation. I told him, I was like, look, there's some baggage here. Maybe this isn't a good idea. But he was like, no. Like, I really like you, and I think this could go somewhere. Well, anyway, we became boyfriend and girlfriend. This was in February of 2018. And then in April, he asked me to marry him.
Aww.
And in September of that same year, we were married. And we've been married 7 years this year.
Oh, I love it. Do you want to give us his first name for the book, if you're comfortable?
Sure, yeah. His first name is Joshua.
Joshua. Okay. Joshua, we got
and
it.
And if your listeners listen to More to Life with Dr. Greg and Lisa Popchak, they've probably heard our ongoing saga with my in-laws.
Oh, so interesting. Interesting.
I know. Yeah. I'm like, and it's interesting. I mean, like, they've helped us so much. Like, the Catholic counselors are amazing. Like, we've reached out to them. We have a counselor that we meet with. Like, we've done family therapy. It's wonderful. So
good,
sorry,
good
I just got to name drop them.
Oh, no.
The Catholic Home app is amazing.
Yeah, too, so. Absolutely, Andrea. We recommend Catholic counselors all the time. The Pop Checks do a fabulous job. So we're so glad you did that because we're all family on Catholic Radio. And so that's a beautiful thing that you did. But I put you and Joshua in the prayer book. And also, real quickly, Dawn Marie in Bismarck, call back if you want to give your husband's first name. I didn't seem to get your husband's first name for the prayer book. So if you can call back and let Matthew know, that would be wonderful. But Andrea, beautiful story. I love that you were friends for 6 years. I mean, It's just so amazing. What do you say to that, Jerry?
No, I think you had a good foundation, a good base. You knew each other fairly well, not in person, like you were saying, but that eventually came around. And praise God for what he's done in your life. Thank you, Andrea, so much for your phone call. We appreciate it and love having you listening to the show and joining us here on Take Two. Another great way to get fed spiritually with EWTN is Podcast Central. And you can get another great podcast. Father Cedric Pesania's podcast will encourage you and lift you up. The motto of his ministry is touching lives and saving souls. And as you listen, you will connect with God and grow in your spiritual life. So don't just live with passion. You can hear this and other faith-filled podcasts at EWTN Podcast Central. Just visit EWTN.com/radio and then just click on Podcast Central and you're in.
Mm-hmm. And I just want to share with our listeners, Jerry, and everybody that's on the lines wanting to tell their story. In just a week, we have Unscripted. So if you don't get on this particular broadcast, you are welcome to call back on Unscripted and share your story of how you met your future spouse. Because Jerry and I love the stories. So please know that. That's just a week away in Unscripted if we don't get to you today. But we're going to try to squeeze some more calls in, and let's go to Barry in Greenville, North Carolina on Sirius XM 130. Hi, Barry. Thanks for waiting and welcome.
Thank you very much.
Yes, go right ahead.
You're welcome, yeah.
Well, my wife and I were both raised Catholic, walked away from the church, came back to faith in the Protestant church, and then forward a few years later, I'm divorced from my previous wife. And my daughter is working as an aide with my ex-wife, with my soon-to-be wife, rather. And my daughter says, "You sound just like my dad talking about God and stuff. I ought to pick you up with him." And it just didn't work because she knew I was divorced. So lo and behold, my ex-wife ends up being her patient and gives all these superficial reasons for us not working out. And she said, and also, he's one of them born-again Christians, not that I have anything against religion. So 4 months later, we were married, and on our honeymoon, my mother-in-law gave us a book on, I forget who the author was, it's like The Power and Glory of the Catholic Church. We read that, came back into the church 6 months later, and we've been married 22 years.
Oh, wow. But tomorrow. Wow, praise God.
Another anniversary.
Yeah, we had an anniversary yesterday of, I think it was 37 years and now 22 years. Congratulations, Barry. Happy anniversary a day early. And beautiful. Yeah. And just it's so beautiful. We love to hear the stories, people for whatever reason, we know people, sometimes it's ourselves, who either leave the church or stop practicing our faith or just doesn't seem important to us at certain periods of our lives. But I love to hear the stories, Debbie, of, how God brings people back, and especially in Barry's situation here. What a beautiful story.
It's truly the movement of the Spirit, the Holy Spirit. Barry, let me ask you a question. Do you feel comfortable giving us your wife's first name?
Yes, Leslie.
Leslie. Okay, I've got you in the prayer book. We got all these couples in the prayer section of the prayer book. So many blessings. Happy anniversary. Thank you for sharing with us, Barry. We really, really appreciate it. Jerry?
James in Bryan, Ohio. We've got literally 60 seconds. I don't know if you can squeeze it in that amount of time, but go right ahead. James, are you with us?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, I met my wife when I was in the insurance business for a while, and I was making a cold call in a library, and I didn't have change for a quarter to use the phone, and so I asked her for change. And it was years later that I found out there had been a Youth for Christ minister that was leaving to join a crusade, and he prayed with me and asked God to send me somebody good.
Wow.
And my wife, just being new in town as the new librarian, prayed that God would send her somebody to date.
Oh.
And that's how we met.
I love it. James, you hear the music. Can you give us her first name? I want to put you in the prayer book.
Jane, with Jane. A Y.
With a Y. Okay.
James and Jane.
Beautiful. I love that. Yes, and I bet you when he thinks of a quarter, he thinks of Jane. Yeah.
James, thank you. I'm glad we got to you on the program. Wish we had more time to hear more about that story. But wow, what a really uplifting conversation, Debbie, this has been today.
Oh, yeah. And we're so sorry we're not going to get to the other calls. They're coming in pretty fast. But remember, Unscripted is just a week away. And Matt will happily push you to the front of the line because you've been waiting a long time to tell your story. Jerry?
Yeah, thanks to the show team again, Matt, Michael, and Rich. Thank you, Take Two family. You guys are awesome. We love you. And tomorrow we're going to ask you, what are you looking forward to this summer? Hope you have some very special plans. We'll discuss that with you tomorrow on Take Two. Until then, have a beautiful and blessed day.